As we come to this last day of Lent before we begin Holy Week tomorrow, the scriptures give us a couple of amazing prophecies. In that gospel, where the high priest says it's better for one man to die than the rest. And that man who dies will be gathering the lost tribes together, prophesying to us the reality of what happens when Jesus will be crucified at the end of this week. It's better for the one man to die than the rest. And then that prophecy from Ezekiel in the first reading, where he says there will no longer be two nations but one, that the Lord is sending his shepherd to bring the flock back together, the flock that has been scattered and are now amongst the Gentiles. The scripture says nations, but we know that in the Hebrew it's the same word for nations and the Gentiles, those non-Jews. If we remember, it was King David in the year, about the year 1000, united all the kingdoms. And his son Solomon built the temple, but not long after Solomon's death, the kingdom split, north and south. And not long after that, the northern went into exile with the Assyrians, and a couple of hundred years later, the south went to exile with the Babylonians. So the promise that was given to the people that they would have a land and that they would be together as one was gone. They had no tangible effect of the covenant that God had made with them. But it was within that exile, with that enslavement, that Ezekiel is giving this prophecy. He is enslaved, he is in exile, and he's prophesying that the day will come when the tribes will once again be one, and that God will make a new covenant, a covenant of peace with his people. And so perhaps this is a good reflection for us as we get into the heart of Lent, that we've been doing our examinations, that our Lenten practices, perhaps we failed a few times as we try to uphold them. We see the war within our heart, the splitting within our heart, the division within our own selves. But the promise of this Holy Week, the promise of the crucifixion, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus, is that he will bring us back together as one, within ourselves and with our people. This prophecy of hope that Ezekiel gives us, that yes, the division within the world will one day be brought together as one. But probably more importantly, the division within my own heart, that the saving power of Jesus Christ can heal even that. And that while I may easily be discouraged at my repetitive sin, when I confess the same sin over and over again and I seem to be making no progress, the Lord knows the divisions of our heart. And he died to heal that. Just before he dies in John's gospel, he prays that they may be one. The Lord promises us unity within ourselves, within the community, and with the Father in heaven. This is the goal of the Christian life. Let us not be discouraged by our sin, however habitual or repetitive it may seem. We place our hope in Jesus Christ and the saving merits of his passion and the power of the Holy Spirit. Let this week, this most holy of weeks, be the most fruitful of weeks as we truly walk with Jesus through his passion to the cross and joyously, triumphantly exclaim the resurrection. The Lord is coming. He has come to give us a covenant of peace and of unity. May it be so, may it be true for each one of us. Amen.